This is the mob mode. This is the mob mode. What kind of fool do you think I am?
Episode 44 of Extra Features. I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
And I'm Bob. Forevermore the intern.
Bob the graduate.
You are graduated, Bob. You're now a full intern. You're not that part-time. We'll actually find you some pay.
We're not
paid. Oh, no, we're not paid. But, you know, we can throw him a DVD or two here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Maybe
he's
some pizza.
He's going to watch it.
I got some pizza in my fridge at home you can have.
How old is it?
Today.
Uh-huh.
I had the family over and I ordered pizza.
Oh, okay.
It was easy.
You had the family over. Doesn't the family live with you?
No, not my sister-in-law, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my niece. No, they don't live with me.
All right.
So have you watched any movies, Bob?
Yes, I have. In between getting distracted by certain things.
Like Glee?
Yeah, like Glee and comic shows.
That was a good comic show, I thought, the other day.
Yeah.
But we're not...
What is that?
I don't know. Some show at the convention center, South Building.
The Toronto Comic Con 6th Annual Fan Appreciation Event.
That would be the one.
Yeah, it's weird because I log onto the site to see if I go in the north entrance of the building or the south entrance of the building, and it doesn't tell you.
Well, at least you checked. I had to wait till I got
there. I don't believe you. I'm going to verify.
You feel free to verify. And I'm going to start with the first movie.
BobbyStar.com.
Of course, there was also one that said, there was also a site that said there was a $10 coupon, which I never knew about.
Well, did you get your $10 back?
I did. I actually bought
it for 6 years, Bob.
Okay, I have a question.
Oh, they took it off again.
Too bad,
but they didn't. So, I have a question. Did anybody watch Clash of the Titans, or did anybody have a big snooze?
Clash.
I never got to see it, but I want to, now that I know Isabella Miko's in it.
Well, you haven't watched it?
You haven't watched it. We are only like a month behind in recording.
I told you, I've gotten distracted.
Well, I love this movie, Clash of the Titans. It was awesome.
You're joking, right?
Directed by the director of The Incredible Hulk, Louis Leterrier, starring Liam Neeson, Sam Worthington, Gemma Arterton.
Oh, she's very nice. I just saw her in Prince of Persia, didn't I?
Ray Fiennes.
Yes,
you do have Isabella Miko and Alexa Davalos. Some Greek people now. I don't know. I didn't hate it.
Oh, I did. I thought it was awful.
Yeah. Why did you think it was awful?
I saw it in 3D and probably should have shot myself by the time I was finished.
I saw it in 3D as well, and there was really not much 3D to it. So.
No, I didn't think there was any 3D to it.
Thanks, couple of effects.
Kevin, you're really going to hate me,
what?
But I don't think your mic's working. So you might want to steal the intern's mic and use his for this one, and then I'll figure out why your mic's not working. A little behind the curtain there, I'm watching one. Kevin's mic's not coming through.
Why is my mic not working?
I don't know, but that one's working perfectly.
All right. So. Well, if you probably heard me in the sea bubble there.
Yeah, it's more like a sea bubble. Cause now
hello.
Hello. So why did you like? I just saw it. Like, I saw it in 3D.
I was expecting it to be a big steaming pile of crap.
It was in my world.
And I thought it was. It's like an average, not really that smelly.
Okay, let's back this up. Can you tell me how the two guys that played Skid Marks and Bebop in Transformers 2 got into this movie?
Who were they in this movie?
They were the merchants. You know the guys. Oh, we hunt scorpions. We hunt everything.
Really?
I didn't know they brought him over. No, but it's the same characters, just without the racial slurs.
They were good at killing scorpions.
They were, but they were horrible at acting, horrible at talking, and shouldn't have been in the movie.
Well, I mean, Sam Worthington is no Oscar winner.
Come on, he's doing his best Vin Diesel impression.
And Liam Neeson just phones in.
I love Liam Neeson. Release the Kraken!
Well, that was the only reason why they did the movie again, so somebody could release the Mad Kraken again.
And that was the worst Kraken I've ever seen.
Awesome.
I'm like, wow, I didn't know the Cloverfield monster was still lying around in a vault somewhere.
Let's bring it out again.
Look, Simon hated it the first time. He'll love it the second time. This movie's just dull. Like, the first movie stinks. Which I know we're getting to next.
First movie. We'll get to that.
Yeah, I know. I'll get into why I hate that. The only part of this movie that I even mildly enjoyed is when they're getting weapons together. You need some weapons, my son. And they're going through the box and they pick out the owl.
Bubo,
what's this? You don't need that.
Yeah, just put that away.
This movie was so bad. Horribly. Did you enjoy the scorpion scene?
Oh, immensely.
The only thing I liked was Medusa. That was it. I thought Medusa was well. Cool. I thought Medusa was well done, but I mean, it was just a pile of crap. So was the first one. It didn't get better. As you tried to explain to me, remakes have to be better. It wasn't better. It looked a little nicer. They actually had a journey instead of dropping plot points everywhere.
People tend to agree with you. Rotten Tomatoes says it's only 30% fresh.
Well, exactly my point. I don't need Rotten Tomatoes to tell me what's good and what's bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's a piece of crap, Bob.
I don't know if I'd recommend it. I mean, you know, Debbie and I saw it, my girlfriend and I saw it, and we liked it. We thought it was okay.
How many drinks did you have pre?
I was like high as a kite.
That's exactly my point. It is, how much is the operative word?
Well, so you didn't like this one.
No.
So God knows what you think of the next one.
Oh.
2012, directed by Roland Emmerich, starring John Cusack, Amanda Peet, Thandie Newton, Danny Glover, Woody Harrelson, Oliver Platt, Liam James, and Morgan Lilly, and the cast of him. So, Bob, do you want to take this one?
Okay. I don't know what you two are going to think about it, but I thought it was pretty good for what it actually was, but the special effects were good. Like,
hold on.
Destroying California?
Stop.
What?
Did someone say this movie was good?
Yes, I did.
Yes,
that would be
Mike
Bob, the intern. The full intern, might I add.
Now, did you have this on the full stomach? And were you like oh, I'm just going to have a little nap in my chair?
No, I actually watched this the full... I watched this full on. Did not have a nap. I didn't fall asleep. No cat naps, nothing.
Well, we know you like your cat naps.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about
it. It takes me three tries to watch some movies. I don't know. It's the
boring special effects?
No, I thought the special effects...
The nautical story?
Well, maybe if you shut up for a minute, I can tell you.
I'm hoping something comes out of your mouth of intelligence. I'm waiting.
Be nice.
I'm being nice.
No, you're not.
Okay, I'm sorry,
Bob. He's giving up.
Okay, I'm sorry, Bob.
He's here to express his opinion.
I'm willing to
let him express his opinion.
Okay, I'm being quiet.
What'd you like it, Bob? I want to know, because I'll be honest and say I didn't hate it completely. I actually found it somewhat watchable.
Bob?
I was kind of riveted to the adventure on the screen. I have problems with it.
Okay, what problems? Let's go.
Well, I would not want to be John Cusack, because everywhere that guy goes, the world falls apart right behind him.
That's true.
Well, actually, that happened in 1492, the room that he was... It was a movie he was in that as well.
Where the world fell apart right behind him?
Well, no, but his world fell apart. He actually died, and he didn't know. So it was sort of like a rip-off of something.
1492...
It was a room number. He stayed at it, but the hotel burned down.
Right.
But he died.
Isn't that Christopher Columbus movie?
I don't know.
Director?
No.
Well, maybe you should check on IMDb since you have it open.
It's got Sam Jackson, and
I don't think I've seen it, but I think that's who directed it. I could be totally wrong.
You know what? The effects are really good. Some of the stuff is really silly. They're building giant boats in the...
That part was silly. The effects, like, he was running as the earth started to kept running ahead of him. I thought that was good.
Every time he's taken off from a runway, the runways are falling apart behind him. Every time he's on a boat, something, like, everything that could possibly go wrong, goes wrong. That's like the worst day in everybody's life.
Times 10.
It's like 100,000.
He's allowed to have a bad day, isn't he?
Bad days are bad. It's just silly.
But I just thought this movie was dumb. There was, like, no real dialogue.
Yeah, it was dumb. You know, it's just all visceral experience.
Yeah, they're like, okay, John Cusack, you're going to do this. Okay, we're going to blue screen this and next. Okay, I'm going to run away. Something else is going to happen to you. It never stops.
Yeah. Well, Rotten Tomatoes, they said it was 39% fresh.
So you're enjoying having a laptop now, Cap. Is that what
I got it on me here so I can reference.
Oh, these movies are awful. I just don't understand. I mean, they weren't nice to look at, but Bob said, so maybe I'm missing something.
Well, you have to suspend your disbelief. Like you said, okay, we'll put some blue screen in here. You have to suspend some disbelief in it once in a while.
I do with Harry Potter, but Harry Potter's an excellent script.
Yeah. Well, you two beamed me up for the, like, what was it, the Thin Man movies, where I said it looked really fake because of the special effects. So, the Thin Man, where the, you know, the Thin Man movies, where the dog was getting bitten by a fake chicken or something.
Oh,
that was like that was a movie from the 40s.
That's
like,
the 40s time period.
Yeah,
though.
But now, like now, the disbelief, your disbelief has to change. You have to suspend it in order to watch the movie. That's what you were trying to get at me before, and I'm trying to get at you for this because you just said, okay, the special effects are dumb because you put them in front of a blue screen. Yes, we know it's
saying they're dumb. I'm just saying they're nonstop. Like, do you ever get a chance to catch your breath in this movie?
I
think that's what it was for, because it was the whole world was falling apart, and you didn't have time to catch your breath.
So was it to hide there was no story then? Is that what I'm supposed to get?
No, the story was the world's falling apart.
So they don't have time for a story. We just have action.
Nope, just that day, everything bad happened.
So, yeah.
Human civilization ended in an afternoon.
Well, shouldn't we tell people to go see Towering Inferno with Steve McQueen?
Why?
That's a bad day movie.
I think you did, Larry.
No. This is like everybody's dead.
Everybody's dead. That's it.
Like a few thousand people on boats, and those people who live in Africa.
And the fat guy died. The fat Russian guy. That'll be like.
Oh, well, good.
He had to go.
His kids survived, though.
But man, I want to get vacation property in Africa because like they were untouched. No problem.
Oh, that's where I can't remember where they went.
Yeah,
Africa.
Yeah, Africa. The whole African continent was okay.
Okay, Bob.
Not even affected.
Something's
by
going under. We're going to Africa.
Okay.
Maybe we're watching World Cup soccer over there.
That's South Africa.
I hate it. I really did. I don't think I liked anything on this list. Oh, yeah, I did. One
All right. Well, what's the next movie? It's The Wolfman.
Ow! Ow! It's Wolfman Jack coming at you.
From the green.
Benicio del Toro and who else? Emily Blunt, Anthony Hopkins, directed by Joe Johnston, who's now working on Captain America.
He does a better job.
I watched this again last night, which was the second time I watched this film.
Why did you buy it?
I liked it.
You know, so I'm getting high for the shopping.
I liked it. You know what? I liked it even more at home.
Really? Why?
I thought it was a beautiful looking film with some fantastic makeup by Rick Baker.
I thought
the
makeup was awesome.
Yeah.
The makeup was good.
The mayhem in London.
It was an improvement on American Werewolf
in
London.
Right, again, I liked it. Okay, I liked it. So far, I'm with you. I'm enjoying it.
I just don't think there was enough.
Well, I watched it last night. I watched it in two parts. Mm-hmm. And I finished watching it last night, and I agree with Kevin. I thought it was a good movie, and I probably would buy it. Because, like, okay, the special effects were great. I had to rewind it to watch him changing into the wolf, and I thought, well, that's just perfect. Like, that would be the ultimate change to a wolfman scene.
Yes,
well done.
I thought it was cool. I guess my favorite scene, if we're getting into this, I mean, the scene I most enjoy is the scene when the guy's trying to disprove he's a werewolf.
Oh, that one was good.
I thought that's the whole scene, shot-wise, where he breaks out.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting that he went into a sanatorium and how bad he was treated.
I really like that. And, I mean, I don't know. I thought Emily Blunt was just there in this movie.
Yeah, she's...
I felt really sorry for her because I like Emily Blunt normally. I think she's a competent actress.
Yeah.
But I don't think she works in this role. I get really disappointed.
At the end, she did. Like, she was trying, it's like she was trying to help him. And
yeah, but...
says, you remember me. And he looks her in the eyes, and you can see... vision of her in his eye, you can see a reflection.
But that's the problem. This is a remake of the original.
Right.
I mean, that's why the Emily Blunt character is in this movie. And I don't think she needs to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's the whole problem I have with this movie is her.
Yeah.
I wish she would leave and have more scenes of him being a werewolf, him doing this, them hunting them.
There had to
maybe
be
a 3-hour movie.
A crutch, you mean?
There had to be a love interest. Some reason... Because he had to be defeated by someone who loved him.
Yes.
And it was clear that she did love him and he was attracted to her, but, you know, she was kind of plain. Like, she's pretty, but she had no personality.
Well, maybe that's my problem.
It's Victorian era, so...
I know, but I just... But she has
I don't
a
think
shop,
they need
though.
A personality,
she owns a little antique shop, which is another hint to the original.
Mm-hmm.
Another kudo to the original. And you guys have watched it. I hope you did.
Yeah.
And just those kind of things. I'm just like, It didn't do it for me. I was expecting more from this. And it fell flat for me.
Well, I mean, I found it's a little bit of an extension on the original one, and really it was just a remake.
And it was dull, the original, though.
I mean, this is like Universal finally remaking the Wolfman after doing, what, Dracula 20 years ago and Frankenstein shortly afterwards. This is finally their chance to remake another classic monster.
Yeah, but is Wolfman really a classic monster? I mean, I know
Wolfman is a classic Universal monster, for sure.
Did they see the original Wolfman? It's kind of dull.
Well, yeah, so that's why this is a little bit dull, too.
Yeah, that's my problem.
I liked, what's his name, from The Matrix and stuff. He was great in it.
Hugo Weaving?
Hugo
Weaving.
Well,
that was him. Okay, I couldn't find him on IMDb. Yeah.
I thought it was good. No, I like parts in this movie. I thought it felt flat. It just didn't seem to gel well for me.
All right. Well,
scenes I enjoy.
That's
all right. Scenes I didn't enjoy. I didn't over... It's like... I liked it better like Clash of the Titans, but not
I thought
much.
He looked like...
he looked
like,
perfect.
He looked perfect. He looked
but
like the
Rick
actor
Baker,
from
though.
The original.
But Rick Baker did such a good
no,
job.
No, even as an, on his own. Guillermo del Toro looked... Or not Guillermo del Toro. Benicio
you're right. He looks like a different version. Yeah, you're
he
right.
He looks like... Who was it? Lon Chaney Jr.
Yes.
Yeah,
I can agree with that. I know
and
it.
Lawrence Talbot. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so... You kind of marginal, right? You're down.
I'm down. I didn't really enjoy this movie.
I liked it. Did you like it?
I liked it.
Yeah. All right.
I would buy it.
Cool. I did buy it.
You did buy it.
Next movie on our list is Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief, directed by Christopher Columbus.
There we go.
Director of the first Harry Potter's. Starring Logan Lerman, Alexa Daddario, Brendan T. Jackson as Grover.
Grover.
Sorry. Sean Bean, Pierce Brosnan, Uma Thurman, Rosario Dawson, Catherine Keener.
Bob, what did you think?
I had a problem with it because it was... Okay, I'll tell you. I have to explain why I had a problem with it, and after. Because I like Greek mythology, I really enjoyed the movie. However, it's sort of like a Harry Potter ripoff. That was the problem I had with it. Because it's magic. He's got he's half
Olympian.
Thank you. He's got powers and he's half human. The only problem with it is it is a Harry Potter ripoff. But because I gave way to that because it is Greek mythology, and I really enjoy Greek mythology. So I would have to say I really enjoyed this movie, and I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
Wow, that was so good to turn around. I thought that was coming down, thumbs down for sure. Well, Kev?
I thought it was okay. You know, it was a nice start for what is a whole series of books, right?
I think it is.
Yeah, there's three so far. I've got the first book.
Do you?
Yeah.
Have you read it?
Not yet. I've started to, but Jen Rand... Jen read the whole thing. She enjoyed it.
I mean, I didn't love it.
She still says, Harry Potter ripoff, so she's not enjoying it as much.
It was definitely, there was definitely a Harry Potter feel to it. Probably because of Columbus.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But, you know, it was okay. It was a watchable film. It was jolly good fun.
I like this movie a lot. I want you guys to know, because you guys are all waiting for me to say it. I really had a good
time.
I'm
waiting.
You know, I liked it. I mean, am I going to give it as high quality as Potter? No, but can I see it being Potter? Sure, but it was something different. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the Greek mythology. I like them being a little young. I want to see another movie. Mm-hmm. I think the origin story took a little bit long to get into, but I think it was needed to understand what was going on. And that was pretty much after the movie was the origin story.
Although, wait a minute. You enjoyed this one, which is Olympian, but you hated Clash of the Titans.
I had problems with Clash of the Titans.
They're related.
There was no story.
There's a Perseus in there. There's Medusa's in there.
They're totally related.
I know.
But it's got. I thought this one had a better flow. I love journey films.
Yeah.
I mean, Clash of Titans was a journey film, sure, but it really was kind of dumb. Like, the whole point of Clash of Titans is beat the Kraken. And that's really the whole point of the movie. Like, that's all they're doing. In this one, he's trying to figure out who stole Zeus's Thunderbolt.
Right.
He's going around getting things. I like the whole thing. They thought they were only in the nightclub for a day, and they're really there a month or
that
3 weeks.
Good.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like how they had to use different abilities to get different items.
Yeah, yeah. There's obviously some thought into trying to get kids and
I really enjoy it.
Thinking as they're watching it.
You know, I think it's a good movie for kids. I think it's a solid movie for kids.
Okay.
I really like this. I'd give this a thumbs up. I enjoy this immensely.
This is amazing. It's a Simon review of thumbs up.
We all are sort of in agreement on this.
I just thought it was a nice, clean-looking movie like Harry Potter. So if you've never seen it, I strongly recommend going to it.
Cool. All right. So that's a three thumbs up for Percy Jackson. Wow, that's a pretty good one. It's been growing, getting better each time. So, all right. Next film is a movie called Pirate Radio. But in the version that we watched the British version, which was called Boat the Rock.
Well, I thought we'd get ahead of the schedule because I read about this movie ahead of time.
Pretty far behind the schedule.
Yeah, so I didn't think it was getting ported over. So somebody sent me a copy.
This film was directed by Richard Curtis. Few other people. Nick Frost.
Nick Frost. That's what I was wondering. Isn't the fat guy Nick Frost?
Nick Frost.
And he was the best in the movie.
The scene where the guy is trying to romance the girl.
Yes.
Nick
Frost. That's exactly the scene.
It gets right in there.
It gets right in there in 2 seconds.
I friggin' ruggin' love this movie. I thought this was a lot of fun.
Wow. We're totally going the wrong. Again, I like certain scenes of this movie.
Yeah.
I thought were I love when they were on the radio.
Yeah.
I thought they were really well shot. I love the end of the film.
Yeah.
I thought the end of this film was good, but I thought it took too long to get there.
Really?
I thought the parts of the Prime Minister were very good, but I didn't like the interaction of the guys on the boat. I just got bored.
You know, I watched Caddyshack the other day, and I guess I'll add it to the list of movies to watch, but you know, this reminded me of Caddyshack and National Lampoon's Animal House and films like that. And, you know, like lovable goofs in a situation.
Well, Nick Frost was the best. And Philip Seymour Hoffman was great.
Who's the
English guy that comes back?
The tall, skinny
guy. He was great.
Yeah. Who is that? I know who it is.
I tried.
Oh, that's Riz Ahmed.
That's the Australian actor. I tried hard to like this movie. I don't want anybody to think I didn't go usual Simon. Everything stinks. The world's coming to an end. I went in open eyes. I knew nothing about the boat that rocked.
What did Bob say? We're leaving him right
now. Okay, Bob, go ahead.
That's okay, because I have no opinion, because I haven't seen the movie yet.
Okay, well, this is why I was into it. Like, I tried to get into this, but it came off like another one of those dull British movies for me. It just never went anywhere. I tried hard. But if it was an hour, I think I would have enjoyed it. I think it was just half an hour too long. Oh, but my favorite scene, instead of the Nick Frost, is the one where they take the guy out for "Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson," and they go out drinking. I broke up.
Yeah.
I thought that scene where the guy starts off normal, and then as the night goes on, he gets more and more drunk.
Yeah.
And the scenes, again, I love parts of this movie. I thought were fabulous.
No, the boat sinking and all that stuff
was great. Because I'm like, are they going to get saved? Because you're thinking, are they going to get saved?
Yeah.
I like how they imported the chicks every Friday.
All
the chicks come. I mean, again, I don't want to give this movie a bad review because I don't think it's a bad movie.
You see, I want to buy this movie, but it's not. For some reason, it's not on a Blu-ray here.
No, it'll be out soon, I'm sure. I got to give this movie a great thumbs in the middle for me.
I really liked it. I give it like an 80%. Looking at Rotten Tomatoes, they give it 59% crunch.
Oh, there you go. See?
So you're about right on.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm not saying it's good. So there you go. I should be on Rotten Tomatoes, what you're trying to tell me.
All right. Well, too bad Bob didn't watch it.
Did Bob watch the next movie?
Did you watch Where the Wild Things Are, Bob?
Bob must have been busy watching.
No.
Still watching Glee.
Glee. I was distracted.
Okay.
I watched Glee, too, and I managed to watch all those movies.
Yeah, but how many times did you watch Glee?
I just typed Where the Wild Things Are.
Well, Where the Wild Things Are, directed by Spike Jonze, starring Max Records, is Max, I guess.
Repeat that, Emmerich.
Which I have no idea who it is. Catherine Keener, Mark Ruffalo, Paul Dano. I didn't know Paul Dano was in this, as a voice. James Gandolfini, Catherine O'Hara, and Forest Whitaker.
What do you think?
Oh, that stunk. What a dark movie.
It was too dark for me.
Oh, scared the crap out of me. I thought it might show my kid.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes she likes monster movies, and we watched another ant movie. I can't remember what it was called. Giant ant movie. She likes them.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, I might as well I'll read her the book, Where the Wild Things Are, which I did. And I said, oh, I'll watch the movie first before I let her see it. Oh, my God.
It was beautifully filmed, and the wild things look great. They look like they come right off the page of Max Ennick's book.
But are they not depressing?
The whole movie is kind of depressing.
Well, Max gets to fight when his mom takes off.
Yeah.
And goes to where the Wildlings are.
Where he fights with them.
Yeah, where he fights with them. Same way he fought with his mom.
And they treat each other crappy. And then he realizes he made a mistake and he goes home and...
makes up with his mom.
Yeah.
But I thought this whole movie was bizarre.
It was very strange.
And I just, like, this is too dark for me. And
I bought it, but I don't know if I'd recommend it.
I got sick of the Wildlings quickly, though. The voices.
Yeah.
Like, James Gandolfini just... I think this movie would work better with not so much name voices.
Yeah.
Because all I see is James Gandolfini. I heard him. His voice is so distinctive. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, look, it's Tony Soprano of Where the Wild Things Are.
Wow, look at this. 73% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. So we're definitely flying in the face of the comedy.
Oh, no. I think five people voted for that.
27%.
Yeah, I hated this movie. I just thought it was depressing.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it.
Oh, I really hated it. Boring. I didn't care after a while.
I can respect it.
I can respect the filmmaking, but I don't respect it. I just didn't like it. It's too depressing for me.
Okay. Cool enough. So, overall, Where the Wild Things Are, no. Boat That Rocked, maybe. Maybe or yeah. Percy Jackson, yes. Wolfman, yeah, maybe. 2012, no, maybe.
No, that would be a yes.
Clash of the Titans, not really. So kind of a mixed bag of movies here. All right, Bob, time to open that big door. Okay.
Release the Kraken!
Again?
Yes, it's time to review Clash of the Titans.
Again?
The original, directed by Desmond Davis, starring Laurence Olivier, Claire Bloom, Maggie Smith, Ursula Andress, Harry Hamlin, pre-LA Law, and Burgess Meredith.
I have a question. Who was
After Batman?
Zeus.
He was Zeus?
Yes.
That was him?
Yes.
I didn't recognize him.
And I can't, you know, whenever I see that movie, I know Laurence Olivier, you know, kind of opened the, he went a certain way in his preferences. So whenever I see him say, release the Kraken, I think he's releasing the butt Kraken.
Was he dead?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. He had kids. I know that.
Yeah. He had a very famous romance with Danny Kaye.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Was,
okay. No.
Danny Kaye is gay, too?
I have this great idea for me. Yeah. Well, let's start this guy named Harry Hamlin who works for Chief.
Yeah.
And we'll just have him move the whole movie by gods.
Yeah.
And we don't have to film any extra locations. Really,
that's cool. Good idea.
Six locations for the whole movie. Okay.
Perfect.
So he'll get born, he'll lie in a beach, he'll wake up, and he'll be in an arena, because I can get him some arena.
Yeah.
So he'll spend most of his time in the arena. And then, wherever we need him to go, we'll just move him. So we'll only build like seven
Perfect.
Sets, so, and it will make it cheap.
Perfect.
I've never seen a movie in my life that has no traveling. He just gets moved every
Well, later on he flies.
Gods, like a chess piece.
He hops on the back of Pegasus and flies around.
And Calabos is like, okay, here we go. There's a character we forgot discussing first. Calabos. In the first one. Like, he's the whole movie in this one.
Yeah.
He does all the bad work.
Yeah.
And there's a couple we didn't discuss with the first one. They changed the story completely.
Yeah.
So, okay, that story sucked. We're going to give you another one. Well, that story sucked, too. They go giant. Because they take things. They have giant scorpions.
Of course, for me, this is a classic.
I
remember going to see this when it was out.
Well, that's
kid.
What I'm saying. How
and
old were you? 14,
I don't know.
15?
What year was it? 81, 82? I was like 12, 13.
Yeah, so did I. I saw it in theaters.
So, I mean, what I liked about it was... this was all Harryhausen stop motion animation. That's pretty cool. He does a good job with it. But, you know, some of these characters go, one scene the guy's an actor, and the next scene he's like a puppet.
Exactly.
And then, we're like a big rubber tail bouncing around. I don't know, I like the Medusa scene in it. It's a classic.
I tried to think this was a classic. Bobo? Bobo.
Boo-boo.
Okay, I have a question. I don't know who is it. Not Hera. Who has the Aphrodite has boo-boo?
Yes, she has an owl.
Right. And Zeus tells her to give it to Perseus.
Yes.
And she goes, I don't want to give my home to Perseus. I can have another one.
I'm going
to
have Hephaestus make me a robot.
Right. Wouldn't Zeus know about this?
Well, yeah.
And get pissed off?
Probably.
But is that addressed?
No.
No. Oh, Perseus needs a shield. I will have to give him one. Here you go, Perseus. Thank you, mighty Zeus. You are truly of one with the gods.
Oh, I love how he just puts up, hey, these are my gifts. I lose one, I get the new one.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, oh, he lost the helmet? All right, well, he's got that wonderful 70s hair.
Yeah.
We don't want to mess it up. We'll give him something else.
What do you think, Bob?
Well, I actually watched this when it first came out, but I didn't watch it when we were reviewing it. But after hearing about it, I remember the scene. So I'm going to have to say middle ground on here. I did like it, but not as much as the other movie.
What is the new one?
New one, which I would say.
Okay, but Cowboys is this whole movie. That's what I'm saying. It's all built on Cowboys. It was horrible riddles.
Yeah.
He can't get married until he learns the riddle.
He watches her sneak off in her whatever it is. He ever asks himself.
Yes. And,
there's a giant eagle and all that. I don't know. I like the movie. I thought it was okay. It's a great movie to make fun of when you're drunk on New Year's Eve.
Absolutely.
I did that one year. And for me, that's now it's always a classic. So, generally, it's like marginal thumbs down, I guess, for everybody, except maybe me, it's marginal thumbs up.
I think this is a horrible movie.
Oh, big damn. All right.
Awful.
I'll go halfway either way.
Well, speaking of originals of movies that we watched the new versions of, what did you guys think of the original Wolfman from 1941, directed by Desmond Davis, directed by George Wagner, starring Bela Lugosi, Lon Chaney Jr., Claude Rains, Ralph Bellamy, Maria Uspenskaya.
Is that the chick?
Try saying that five times fast.
Maria Uspenskaya.
Bob.
Okay. This one I actually did watch. The 2009 version of the Wolfman.
Wow.
Okay.
I did too.
It's a 1941 version. Okay. It is good. In that, okay, Lon Chaney has always been known for making, yeah, like his
Junior.
Makeup.
Junior.
This is Junior, yeah.
Well, it's Junior in there.
Yeah,
they've both been known, well, okay.
Senior
whatever.
Is the big makeup.
Mm. Okay.
Sorry, keep going.
I thought it was good. I'm going to stop there before I just...
No, why did you think it was good?
What? No, I thought for the time the makeup was good and his scenes as Talbot were okay, but he was better looking. He was better acting as the Wolfman. I don't know. I just thought it was good.
Really?
Yeah.
You really thought this was good?
Not great, but good.
No, good.
Good.
Oh, man, I had a nap during this movie.
You would.
You could have given me a big slushy in the face, like on Glee, because Bob's familiar with that, because he's been 24 times. And
you've seen Glee, too, so have watched Glee.
I like Glee.
Okay.
Can we get off Glee now? We're on a movie podcast.
Yes, I know that.
Okay, I just thought the movie was boring.
Boring?
Just a dumb story. Like, just, I tried to like it. Really, big fan of monster movies, just went, uh-huh, great. Oh, is it going to turn the monster yet? Nope, got to wait longer. Is it going to turn the monster yet? No, oh, love story interest introduced. Okay, there's another 20 minutes of boredom while he tries to get a date with her. Has to go buy a cane or something. If that screws him up, he gets the Wolfman thing for the cane.
I thought it was a coin.
Yeah.
It was a coin. And he goes to the...
Gypsy
people and say, what is this?
Yeah, something, I don't remember how he turns into it or why.
Well, you saw it long ago.
I saw it
like
7-8 months ago. I just got bored.
Didn't he get bitten, too?
Yes, he got bitten.
That was it. And then he bought the Wolf King. It's just a dumb movie. It takes forever for him.
Bit by a beast on the full moon will become a wolf himself.
Yes, you're right. I just thought the movie was dull. Nice makeup job, sure. I love Bela Lugosi, but... Other than Dracula, I don't know. I haven't seen anything that good from him.
Seem to not like the movies that, like horror movies that are 1940-ish.
No, wait. I love Dracula.
Okay,
love
but you don't like this one. Let's see you watch the 1920s version of Nosferatu, where
is that a challenge?
Yes.
Are you putting it on the line?
I'm putting it on the line.
Just go on. Right.
I'm not going.
Table.
I'm not doing that. I'm just asking you to watch the thing because that.
Kevin, you good for that?
Yeah.
Nosferatu?
Well, that's where, that's where the vampire
movie
is.
I fell asleep.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, we're watching it. The next up.
Oh, dear.
Thanks to Bob.
Well, Cub, that's what the whole point of this
America
is.
Cub, what'd you think? Hello?
I'm here. I thought it was okay.
Are you awake at all?
No, I've been thinking about the Wolfman. And
I mean,
Cub,
you just flush you the face.
Flush you the face. It was okay. It was okay.
Okay. Is that a marginal okay?
I like Chaney Jr. as Lawrence Talbot. I think he does the character very well.
I think he did a great job.
He looks great in the Wolfman makeup when he's on screen.
Like 10 minutes he's on screen.
That's what it is. You don't want to give him too much.
Yeah.
I'm wanting more. Yeah, whatever.
Want more? I wanted something.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a painful movie.
Yes,
indeed. Hey, something good's up next.
All right.
Yay.
Army of Darkness.
Well, I would never know because this movie was in the vault for too long because it wouldn't work for me.
How did you not have seen
Army
of Darkness?
I tried. It wouldn't work. I put it in the player and it's
in your life. In your life.
In my life? Well, I was never interested in something called Army of Darkness.
He was at the ABBA concert.
I did not go to the ABBA concert.
If you change your mind, bubble me back in time.
It was more like I was at the Monkees concert, or the
Osmonds. Biggest Kia in Barbara, same concert.
Na na na, cheer up, sleepy Barbara.
That's right.
I freaking love this movie. Best movie ever. Sam Raimi.
And get me a copy
Bruce
that
Campbell.
Works.
Oh, it's a great movie. Fabulous.
You can go back to your hidey hole.
Yeah, go back.
I don't know how you went through your life without seeing this movie.
Fine.
In fact, you're off the podcast.
No, you're not. We need the intern. We need somebody to stop
you. You need somebody to take off. Quit.
Okay. Random.
Yeah, wow. I thought this movie was awesome. It was awesome.
How many times have you seen this? 15, 20?
Probably more than that.
Do you own this movie?
Yes.
On Blu-ray?
Indeed.
Oh, DVD.
I'm not lending it to you.
I don't scratch, though.
I don't
that would be
that
our compadre
sure.
over there.
I don't lend DVDs out for this podcast. They don't come back well.
I think this movie is phenomenal. Absolutely amazing.
It's great.
I don't want to say. Actually, I don't even want to talk about it because I want to
ruin
it.
Evil Dead 2 is the greatest movie ever made. This movie is.
This movie is phenomenal. I want to ruin it. I love it. Absolutely love this movie. There's so many good scenes in it. Because if I talk about it, it ruins it. Just go see it.
Don't talk about it, because I still want to see it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just telling you to go see
it. Say it's good or bad.
I don't know why we put it on here, because I'm not going to say anything, because I like it too much.
Well, then somebody should give me a copy that worked.
Yeah, she
No. I always want to work at a hardware store with a chainsaw.
Shop smart.
Take me into a hole and...
This baby here is from S-Mart. Made in Dearborn, Michigan.
There we go.
Oak stock. And
well, nice to know Bruce Campbell didn't have a career before he became My Name is Bruce.
Yes.
God, that's painful. Right.
Finish it off with a triumvirate of creature movies.
Da-da-da.
And Bob hasn't watched any of them, so
it's
just you and
here.
I.
Look at the intro lessons note. A remake is being done.
For 3D.
I'm not watching any more fat 3D movies.
Like Toy Story 3?
No, that's going to be the greatest movie of the year.
Yes. So,
Creature
from the Black Lagoon.
Before we get to Creature from the Black Lagoon, I have to let you guys in a little secret.
What?
I watched Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows trailer 15 times already. And the guy that doesn't watch trailers, I can't stop. I taped the MTV Music Awards. Just don't ask me why, because it's one of the worst things I've ever seen. And they go, world premiere, I'm like, no way. And they started playing Harry Potter, I'm like,
I know, you just want to see Emma in that red dress.
15 times I've watched this preview. I haven't made it any further in the show. I heard the preview. Bob.
Preview?
I know.
You?
I can't help it, Harry Potter.
The whole point of the show, no previews for Simon.
I know, but I'm going home to watch it again because I love it. I know exactly what
And you
Simon
complain
is.
About me watching Glee 20 times.
I still get my movies done for the show, don't I?
Point taken.
Thank you. Oh, sorry, Cap. Creature from the Black Lagoon.
directed by Jack Arnold, starring Richard Denning, Julie Adams, Richard Carlson.
Excellent. Really enjoyed. This is the way I want a monster movie done. I thought this was well done. Introduced to Kershaw early, often, had some good suspense scenes.
The underwater scenes are fantastic.
Awesome. The shooting, I don't know how they did it back then, but really well done.
When the guy's in the suit and he's swimming underneath the girl.
And the girl is the typical B-movie queen.
Yeah.
Not gorgeous, but attractive.
Yeah.
And I find that's a lot of commonality in these movies. Like, I'm just going to speak of them again because I just watched a similar thing I see in all these drive-in B movies.
Yeah.
This is a drive-in movie too, I presume. Mm-hmm. The chicks are always cute, average looking, nice average. Like, they're attractive.
Yeah.
But not glamorous, I guess is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell they're never going to be A-list.
No, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, they work perfectly in these movies.
The like, the guy, the one guy, to me, was Reed Richards.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
No, I like this movie a lot. It was good. Classic.
I thought the underwater scenes were done. I love the ending.
Another universal monster.
When they come out, they're trying to get out, and the monster's too smart. He's figuring us out. You got to get off the boat and blow it up, and he gets to the underwater fights with the guy. Man, that guy could swim. The guy in the suit, and I mean, we're talking nowadays, it would be blue screened, it would be held up, and moving his arm. Who knows how they would do it. But
yeah, that's real movie making.
Like, that was phenomenal. Yeah. Absolutely recommend this movie. So, Bob, yes, I do like monster movies for different reasons. Done well.
Mm-hmm.
A phenomenal movie. Absolutely.
Now, they had made a couple sequels, the first of which is The Revenge of the Creature, also directed by Jack Arnold, this time starring John Agar, John Broomfield, Laurie Nelson, and Clint Eastwood.
Is he on the boat?
No, he's in the lab.
Is this when they capture him and put the boat monster on the boat? I saw this a while ago.
This is they capture him and they put him in the zoo. It's almost like SeaWorld.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. If it's like the SeaWorld one. I thought this one was good, too.
Yeah, this one was all right.
I really enjoyed this one, too. I thought it was a great sequel. It changed the environment up.
Yeah.
It followed very similar formula.
Yeah.
But they changed the scenery enough that you didn't really notice.
Yeah. And swimming scenes weren't as good, but it was
cool. I thought it was decent. I liked the creature escaping. I liked the people. I thought the crowd scenes were real when I was shot this one. I think this director's pretty good. Jack Arnold?
Jack Arnold,
I think we should see more of his movies.
Yeah.
And see if he can get it, because I like these two. I think his directing was excellent.
Now, sadly, there's a third one. Creature Walks Among Us, directed by John Sherwood, starring Jeff Morrow, Leigh Snowden, Rex Reason. Actually, Morrow and Reason both starred in another movie called This Island Earth, playing similar types of characters.
This Island Earth? Guess what, guys? I'm going to find this island somehow, somewhere.
So, in this one, though, they're like, mutating the creature into almost like a human being.
Yeah, it seemed like a Frankenstein. Like, somebody saw Frankenstein and decided, we could do that with creature in black and blue.
You know, if we take his scales off, he's human underneath.
Yes, exactly.
And then, at the end, he's just a guy with big lips.
This is a horrible movie. When he's busting through the cage. Like,
it's kind of sad. It's like, let's take everything awesome about the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Take it out of the movie.
And you crack him out like calamari.
I absolutely agree with it.
Not
the
good.
Only good part of this theme, I think he breaks down the fence right near the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this movie is horrible. It never has action.
Yak, yak, yak.
I'm like, oh, there's the creature. Let's talk about the creature. We don't need to show him. We'll just show him briefly and talk about it.
Yeah.
It takes everything the first few movies did well and refuses to pay attention to them.
Yeah.
And we'll just yak, and then he has a big fight at the end. You're kind of like, okay.
All right.
Like, do you really care at that point?
No. Clearly not.
No. I have a discussion topic since we're running a little early tonight.
Okay.
Texting in a movie theater during a movie.
Oh, it's a no-go.
How do you guys feel about it?
I don't like it.
I
hate it. Do either of you guys ever text during a movie?
Not during a movie, no. Some people eat during a movie.
During a podcast. But why do teenagers text during movies?
Maybe they want to keep in touch with those people that are at other movies.
Like, I don't understand. Like, you're watching a movie. You paid your $20 or $15.
If I could bring my laptop into the movie, I would surf the internet.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. If I go to a movie, I want disconnect. I don't want to text. I don't want to get phone calls. I want to lose myself in the movie.
Well, there's an argument for me. somebody's talking on their phone during the movie, do you say something?
They need to be good.
We should.
Yeah.
Do you? Bob?
Hang up the freaking phone. I do.
You know
actually,
I do.
You know what? There was a movie I did that in. I said, I yelled,
hey, sure,
shut
me,
up.
Shut up.
Because this guy was just yammering on, and I was trying to watch whatever movie it was. And this was at the Bloor Cinema. I remember doing this. I said, shut up. I'm trying to watch the movie. And then he looks back and he didn't know who said that.
Well, Kevin was there when I got into an argument with the guy in the Shaft. Remember?
Shut your mouth.
The guy was talking during the movie. I yelled at him.
Stop talking. Shut your mouth.
Yeah. Kevin enjoyed that night.
That was good.
I got Kevin a free CD out of that somehow.
Oh, yeah.
You had to answer trivia questions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
right.
I put my hand up. No, this guy, not me.
I got to tell you, I go with a friend of mine who talks, and it's awful. I mean, forget about phone calls. Just talking in the movie. Don't talk.
No, I don't want
to. Whatever the movie. Whisper.
Oh, my wife. Okay, we're sitting in a movie. Any movie.
What
is that?
I need to know what that is.
That's it. I'm
watching
the movie.
We're going to surf IMDb later.
Can you ask me later? Hey, know what the movie was? Terminal.
Who is that guy? Tom Hanks.
Exactly my point.
Actually,
when we first started dating, and I'm just
were
like,
there other
like,
characters
you're
in
kidding
there?
Me, right? Like, is that Tom Hanks? I'm like, you're joking, right? John Voight, she did that the other one movie we were watching. Who is that?
John frickin' Voight.
Who? I can't hear you. John Voight, I say louder, and people started looking at me. I'm like, sorry, sorry, really sorry.
Pardon me,
sorry. Won't stop talking to me, so I gotta ask.
I'm a guilty party in that because I like we're watching a movie and I'll see someone on the screen. I'll go, oh, that's shut up. So I'm the guilty party in that, but I'm not talking loud enough for people to hear. I'm talking so she can.
Well,
hear.
I try not to talk loud, but it's just me. So I guess that's it. If anybody needs to get a hold of us, email us at what is my email? I'll give my own email. No, it's extrafuturespodcast@hotmail.com. See, I remember today. Isn't that good of me?
Good for you.
Good for you.
I'm getting better. Any last comments, Bob or Kevin, before I get a sign off?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
I am out of here. I'm Simon.
Bob the intern.
And I'm Sam Raimi.
He's very tired.
Good, right? Did you watch, Sam? We need to talk about Spider-Man 3, okay? So don't leave.
Oh, jeez. Sorry about that.
Three.
It's all Aviara's fault. Bastard.
Gotta put Venom. We need
Venom.
And Dancing Spider-Man.
Sam, we need Venom.
And we need
Venom.
A Dancing Spider-Man. He needs to dance.
Huh? I like that part. He cuts out. Anyway. All right. That's an episode of Extra Features for you.
And bye. If they make it...
Simon usually makes us watch it and review it.